This is Ozarks at Large. On yesterday's show, we started a conversation with some of the people who are making the first ever Sona Beyond concert a reality. The performance, Saturday afternoon at the Fayetteville Public Library, is the first of a series with the objective of expanding what classical music performance can be. Saturday's concert is titled Voces Latinas and will include music from composers and musicians from Colombia, Mexico, Argentina, Honduras, and elsewhere. Last week, by Zoom, we reached Riley Nicholson, executive director of Sona, Orlando Scalia, a musician with Sona who lives in Miami, Fernando Valencia, percussionist, music educator, and composer who performs with Sona, Heather Robino, the manager of adult services at Fayetteville Public Library, and Leah Uribe, Sony musician, University of Arkansas professor, and host of Sound Perimeter, heard each Thursday on Ozarks at Large. Leah, my co-host for this discussion about the concert. And we continue that conversation with her question to Riley Nicholson about not just Saturday's concert, but the overall Sona season.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about the pieces that are going to be featured this year with the big orchestra and perhaps of the plans that you have long term? Because I would love to see iteration of these Voces Latinas within Sona. In my ideal world, this is 50-50. 50% of your composers on the World Trade Center are diverse voices, and then we play Beethoven.
Absolutely. Yes, you know, as we develop this, you know, we're not losing sight of the fact that almost exactly a month after this concert, we open on our main stage, which will be, you know, our return after I've lost track of how many months, over a year away from our main stage in full force. So we're very excited about that and very much focusing on that as well. And yes, as far as programming, we did very consciously look at our programming and from a perspective of, does this really represent everything that's happening in music and, you know, a wide range of voices and not just, you know, typical, put bluntly, white, dead cis males, right? So that, and we have a long ways to go. I'm not gonna, you know, sugarcoat everything and pretend that we're perfect and that our industry is perfect, because it is not. And we have a long ways to go as an organization, as an industry, but we are committed to taking steps to being more equitable, to diversifying our programming, diversifying our audiences, all the things at every level of the organization, trying to rethink how we can better serve our community and our artists. And that's absolutely represented in the programming this year. You know, yes, we have Mozart and Beethoven, but we're also playing some new pieces that people might not have heard before, like Heather Schmidt. She's a contemporary composer based on the East Coast, a friend of Paul Haas's. We also have Sandeep Das's, or Dinuk Wajratni, performed by Sandeep Das, Tabla Concerto, which is an incredible piece that I'm so excited to bring to folks, because I'm sure many people might have not even heard a tabla before, but it's such an incredible instrument. So I could go on and on, but there's a wide range this season, and that was a very conscious choice.
All right, let me play, not devil's advocate, but we've all been to a concert with a favorite artist, and that artist or that band may say, here's one from our new album. And there's that person behind you who goes, oh my God, just play the hits. And for whatever reason, you'll have patrons who, no, I want to hear Pachelbel's Canon or, you know, whatever. Have you thought about, I don't know if I want to call it pushback, but have you thought about people who say, no, I just want the familiar, and how you might deal with that if someone brings that up?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we do have ticket sales to keep in mind. So if we present, you know, if we push people's boundaries too far too quickly, we absolutely, I mean, just put bluntly, you know, we could have, you know, money issues to deal with. You know, I think the way that we should think about this and the way that I try to look at it is not an or, but an and, right? Just because we include a new voice doesn't mean we're never going to play the greatest hits again. You know, inclusion doesn't mean it's the exact opposite of exclusion, right? It doesn't mean we're now excluding those greatest hits. You know, that will always be part of who we are. You know, we are so, you know, we're in love with our classical repertoire. But just because we're in love with it doesn't mean that we can't make additions and can't point out problems about the history.
Yeah, and I want to add, and I think you and I, Kyle, have talked about this several times in conversation, how important it is to bring those communities that have not been represented, if nothing else, to make this world even more beautiful. And I am a passion, you know, my whole training, my education has been all centered around classical music. And there are pieces that move me to tears or that, you know, bring things that I cannot experience in other spaces. And I would like those voices to be added to that collection, the voices that are not quite there yet. So if that speaks to the ones that are afraid, this is only going to make your world wider and more beautiful, I think. And that's the piece we're missing and the things that we're advocating for. And speaking as a musician as well, it is important for us. And let me speak for Fernando and Orlando as well. I don't want to play just new music. I want to play the classics because it's another way to prove my musicianship, right? That's what I know how to do as well. I want to have the opportunity to shine, you know, playing Beethoven and to enjoy my Mozart concerto at the same time that I bring my identities and the identities of the people that I want to represent that haven't been able to see themselves on the stage.
You're all relatively young, and I'm wondering if you've thought about, you know, this sort of concert, and hopefully there are concerts like this with other musical ensembles, makes it better, different, easier, wider variety 10, 15, 20 years down the road for students, children, musicians to come. Have you thought about that at all?
I'm a composer myself, right? So I understand how important it is to incorporate young voices and the implications that that has for attracting younger audiences. Because if, you know, as Leah and others have mentioned, if people can't see themselves on stage, if they can't see themselves represented, you know, in what an organization is doing, they're less likely to engage. So I think classical music kind of shoots itself in the foot sometimes when we have this perception that you can only be successful if you've, you know, had this many years of experience, or if you passed away. You know, I think that's a really damaging narrative. And I think we can attract new audiences if we treat it like a living, breathing art form.
I also believe, like, in a very strong way, in the power that we have to change dynamics. And I mean, at many levels, in many places, these conversations are current, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're waiting for this big change in the world of classical music. I don't know if I want to see that or my kids are going to see that because it's been a monolithic thing for so long. But I believe that we in this environment, in the community, in Fayetteville, in Northwest Arkansas, we have a lot of agency and we have already made some change, right? And back to the idea, having here Fayetteville Public Library, Sona, KUAF and anybody else. I mean, this is happening at Crystal Bridges, Momentary. Everybody's having this conversation. We need to be aware of each other. We need to collaborate and really strengthen each other's voices to make that change happen in our lifetime, you know, next year, in 1 month. October the 2nd is an example of that change, right? I mean, it's right in front of us.
I just jump in and add, it's got to be sustained. All of the groups, we've all got to work together to keep the momentum going, because the last thing you want to show, especially to a young audience that you aren't engaging with yet, is that to look like you're just doing this as a one and done. You want to build this in as a sustained change in the community that you are representing everyone that's a part of this. And they can, you know, they can come into the library, they can come in to the museum, they can come in anywhere and find something to connect to that's real and doesn't feel like you're just doing that to check a box somewhere. We really have to build that feeling of community and inclusion. And I think by supporting each other with all of these collaborations is just an essential way to do that.
I want to point out, Kyle, that many of the musicians from Sona are commuters. They come from far away. And Orlando is one of them that is going to be joining us all the way from Miami for this concert. We have a viola player, Pedro Oviedo, coming all the way from Wisconsin, and Raul Munguia coming from Pittsburgh, Kansas. And so it's interesting as well for me to see those voices that are not necessarily local voices, but that are joining us for a local cause that is going to be, you know, amplifying their own communities as well. So thank you, Orlando, for coming from so far away. And
you know, Northwest Arkansas is like, yeah, Northwest Arkansas is my second home. I spent a lot of time there.
One thing that I think is exciting about what we're talking about, and Riley, you kind of mentioned this with tabla, it's not just different voices, but it's the different instruments different voices and different composers bring in, because I think sometimes there has been this sort of Western or very European, North American bias or unconscious bias to some instruments. Well, that doesn't belong in this ensemble. And what we're finding out when you explore is, oh no, there are a lot of instruments that can make some wonderful music.
Yeah, and that connects with what Leah said earlier about, you know, expanding people's musical palette, their ear, and exploring new sounds. And that's absolutely part of it. You know, an interesting thing that someone pointed out to me the other day, if you look at the major symphony orchestras in major metropolitan areas, by major, I mean, you know, large populations, those symphonies are almost all exclusively led by Europeans. So I would say there is a weird thing in classical music that's even not just a Western thing, but a European thing. And I love music from Europe, but that is a very small portion of the globe. And there's classical music from everywhere. So including American composers right here. So I think absolutely expanding that, that palette, expanding the geography, everything is, we'll discover, our audience will discover some new sounds that they may fall in love with.
Also in our program will be Angélica Negrón, that wrote a piece for the Kronos Quartet. She's a young composer from Puerto Rico. And this was part of an initiative by Kronos that commissioned 50 pieces for their 50th anniversary. And Angélica is one of them. The name of the piece is Marejada, which refers to the waves in the ocean, and her vision was Puerto Rican ocean. So there's a piece of art that is going to be also added to this performance, and a soundtrack of the waves. So, this pushing limits and bringing voices that have stories to tell. By the way, Angélica Negrón was just commissioned as well by LA Philharmonic, Gustavo Dudamel. So, you know, these voices are being taken into consideration, and now they're going to be part of our Northwest Arkansas experience.
That's Leah Rebe, who helped me out with our conversation conducted last week about Saturday's upcoming Sona Beyond concert at the Fayetteville Public Library. The concert begins Saturday night at 6, but there is a 4:30 pre-event at the library's Gathering Glade that will feature salsa music from Fernando Valencia and his band, food from local Latinx chefs, and a chance to mingle. The events are free, but the library is asking you to register to let them know how many people will be there. You can find out more at faylib.org. Our conversation also featured musicians Fernando Valencia and Orlando Scalia, the executive director of Sona, Riley Nicholson, and Heather Robideau, the manager of adult services at the Fayetteville Public Library. We all talked last week via Zoom.